Welcome to Willow Creek Fellowship in Plano, Texas. Here now is our senior pastor, Roy Frady.
Actually, Mother's Day and Father's Day are the two hardest sermons that I preach in a normal year, because mothers and fathers are made of flesh and blood. And I know exactly how you feel. And they, because we're flesh and blood, we don't live up to the standards or the ideas that many people have for us. We can't do it. None of us are perfect. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And yet, sometimes, we feel like we've let our children down. And even though you may have had an issue with your earthly father or mother, God has never let you down. He is your heavenly Father, and He provides for you when no one else is around. He knows your every sorrow. He knows your every triumph. He knows. And because He knows, He wants us to give praise to those who try to live a life that is pleasing unto Him. In fact, that is what all the women here have done. They have struggled to live the life that is pleasing to God. Now, I want you to think about it a moment. That's not the same as living a life that is pleasing to the general populace. That is not the same kind of life that's lived according to my standards. But it is for God and God's standards. As a matter of fact, women are treated very well in the entire Holy Scripture. As a matter of fact, it is very uncommon for a woman to ever be called despicable or anything like that in the Bible. As a matter of fact, women do better than men. And all these heads were nodding. They do much better because God knows. God knows the hearts of people. You have to remember that in the last days of our Christ here on earth, that women were not a part of those who dealt out the harsh punishment. They were not those who screamed to Him and yelled at Him and hurt Him. They were the ones that mourned. They were the ones that came to the grave. I want you to think about that for a moment. They came to the grave without any hope that He might have been who they thought He was. They came the third day, the day He said He would arise. They did not come with anticipation of His rising. They came with ointments to anoint His body to keep it from stinking. They came into a garden that was guarded by all kinds of people. There were temple guards. There were Roman guards. They knew that just coming to that place was going to put them in danger. They had to beg those who were there to open up the grave for them because they could not move the giant stone. They did not know. And yet they had love in their hearts. And the love that they had accounted for faith. It drove them to the cross. It drove them to the grave. They did that in spite of fear of persecution and fear of death itself. As a matter of fact, they were willing to give themselves away for the love of their Lord. That is what all of us strive to be able to do. Some of us fail. But in the striving, God becomes aware that we are turning away from ourselves to Him. Let us go before Him in prayer. Dear Holy Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, a day that we have set aside to praise women. But Father, it is a day that we want to praise you as well, for you have given the women to us. You have given the life, the nurturing, the love of women into our life. And we thank you for that, and we praise you for it. Father, they carried us for 9 months. It was uncomfortable for them, and yet they were willing to do it. They were even willing to face potential death themselves to deliver us into this world. You have made them that way. Father, let us give you praise for what you alone can do. And Father, we thank you for the women in our lives. What a blessing they are to us. We thank you for our mothers and grandmothers, our wives, those who are mothers that are here today. We thank you for each and every one, because their submission not only to you, but submitting their lives to the rest of us. Father, if there's anything that I would say that's not in perfect keeping with your word, then cast it out. I would have no one remember that for a moment. But Father, those things that are from you, we ask that you put a megaphone on those so that we may hear them as a sweet lullaby that we heard our mothers sing. May they be words of comfort and joy and peace. But may they awaken us, if necessary, to our frailties and to our sin. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you will turn with me to Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Women, spinsters, divorcees, women are here among us today, mothers, daughters, children. We look to all of them because they are held in very high esteem by God Himself. They sacrifice their own hearts on the altar of love. There have been many stories that are told about a woman's love. I tend to think about the natural kingdom. I think about how God has placed in every woman, no matter what she is or where she's from, whether she is a mother in the classic sense, so she was married and she's a Christian mother. No, He puts into every woman's heart, whether they're raised Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu or wherever, into every woman's heart what He has placed in the hearts of the least of these animals that He has created. Have you ever thought about a hen? A hen will take her chicks under her wings when she sees the hawk's shadow above her. She will sacrifice herself in order to protect her chicks. I remember a true story that was told of me about a man who was in Tennessee and his farm burned down. Every outbuilding, his house, his barns, everything burned. And as he was walking through the smoke-filled kind of ruins of what had been his hope, his life, his everything, he saw a dead hen killed by the flames, smoke inhalation, lying at his feet, and he gently moved her over with his foot. Beneath her, he was shocked to find her little chicks alive and well. She had given her life for them. Jesus says when he comes to Jerusalem, he said, "How I have wanted so long to spread my wings and hide you under them." That's what Jesus did on the cross. He spread his arms wide and covered us with his own blood so that we would have life and life abundant. Jesus shows us a perfect life, a life that is lived in such a way that we will never live that kind of life, perhaps. But it was the kind of life that was set apart for a purpose that was to give us a guide of how we are to live. And we strive to be like Jesus. We can only do that with the power of the Holy Spirit within us, transforming us into new creatures so that we begin to look and sound and act more like Jesus than we did before. God watches over all of us. He watches our struggles and our victories like a mother who watches in the yard as her child falls and hurts himself. God picks us up. God picks us up even when we're bad, when we're naughty, and we should have a time out or our backsides warmed up a bit. God comes with His love and soothes us and nurtures us. He knows the needs. My wife knew the needs of her children, and she suffered from sleep deprivation for years looking after our little ones while I slept. My excuse was that I was working 60 hours a week and I needed my sleep, but that wasn't the case. Sandra got up when I nudged her and said, "The baby is crying." She would get up. I think about my mother. My mother died of bone cancer, and it was extremely painful. She shrank 4 inches the last 4 years of her life as the vertebrae in her back collapsed. She never complained. Never. She would put on a car seat and go and teach school, standing on her feet all day long to teach children whose parents I never knew the same lessons she taught at home. Love, charity, courage, faith. I have been fortunate to have known women in my life. My grandmother, taught me about love. My wife continued the lesson. My mother taught me about courage and strength in face of adversity. My daughter teaches me how it is to struggle and to look forward, and I see her highs and suffer with her lows. I am a richer person for the women in my life. Solomon surrounded himself with women. He wrote Proverbs. He was supposed to be the wisest man alive, and yet he surrounded himself with 700 wives and 300 concubines. He thought he was going to endure a life of pleasure and of comfort. Boy, was he wrong. Almost 100% of his wives and concubines were pagans. They didn't worship his God. They worshiped other gods. They didn't care about him. They cared about other things. Now, they undoubtedly stroked his ego, but the gift of wisdom that he had was watered down and watered down and watered down until it was not there at all. In his old age, Solomon looks back at his mother and talks about her in loving terms. He talks about her because she is the comfort that he knew. He knew her comfort. He is reminiscing about her, the woman that has constantly loved him, picked him up with his cares and sorrows. He was the one who, even though he knew his mother had committed adultery with his father David, he knew that, but he loved her anyway because of her love for him. Isn't that what Jesus tells us? That we love Him because He first loved us? It is that same kind of love. That is the constant love in our life. The woman on this earth symbolizes that. We know that she will sacrifice for us, and she'll not have that nice dress in order that we can have some tennis shoes we don't really need. We know that she will eat less so that we have a full belly. We know that she toils before we get up and makes our breakfast, and she's there after she puts us to bed. We know. We know that a mother who is a Christian mother loves the Lord her God foremost in her life. God first. Family or second. But she is a woman that has a special place in our hearts. We hide her in our hearts because we've learned that that's the place we keep our mothers in our hearts. A woman who is virtuous is worth far more than rubies. The woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Today we praise her. We give our love and we thank her for all the ways in which she has shown us what no one else will show us. She showed us God's love through her. That's the gift that she has given to us. There is a gift that we can give to our mothers. We can be the kind of people that she wants us to be. We can do that today. We can become the boys and girls who do right. We can become the men and women who strive to do right. We can become those people who love her so much we don't want to be departed from her. We can love her as she first loved us. Christian woman has held you, most of you, in her arms. She has loved you and cared for you. She has understood that you represent a life that has been given through her to God. She holds you up to Him. She prays for you when you've been sick. She has known you even while you were yet in her womb. She knows you. She felt you kick her. You've made her very uncomfortable from time to time. You have given her morning sickness, and the mothers laughed. You have kept her in a hospital or in a room waiting for you to be born, sometimes for hours, sometimes for days, because you refuse to leave the comfort of her womb. She knows that God has given her a great gift, a gift of a child that has immortality. Immortality to live forever with Him or to live forever in hell. She knows that when she holds her baby to her heart. She knows the solemn gift she has been given. She knows that there is a possibility that the child will be disobedient, like I was, like many of you have been. But there'll be times when you stand up and you say to your mother, "Mother, you're not perfect." I can tell by your laughter that some of you have said that from time to time. But her deepest desire is for you to follow her home. A Christian mother can be pictured standing at the gates of heaven. If she's passed through the journey of this world and left, she is waiting for us to come home. She's preparing a place for us at her table. She has an image that is unequaled in life. She is the woman who we have sacrificed our lives for, who is willing to give up her life so that we might be born. She is watching and waiting. There are people here whose mothers are still with them. Are you blessed? You're blessed beyond belief that your mothers are still with you. My mother has gone home. I know that my mother is at rest. I know that my grandmother is at rest. I know. Because they love the Lord more than they loved even me. I have never felt such love in my life as when I lay on my deathbed, having suffered a major heart attack, and I felt the love of God's people around me. I felt God's love poured out to me. Sometimes a mother doesn't act that way. Sometimes she acts in a selfish way. Many of us have known mothers like that as well. They'd rather get their fingernails done than to bring food home for the children. We've known that. But that is a strange kind of deviation from the norm. The normal woman, the Christian woman, is a woman who stands for her God with her children, with her husband, forever. She is a virtuous woman. Her worth is far above rubies. She is to be praised. You know, each of us share on this day a need that is within us to show our gratitude toward our mothers. It can never be shown. It can only be voiced, and words disappear. But the life we live that gives her pleasure reminds us of the life we live that gives God pleasure. The life that we submit to Him, as our mothers have submitted themselves to us, it is a life that we give back to God because God wants us to. And He has placed in our Christian mothers that same desire that they want us to, too.
We pray the Holy Spirit has enlightened you today. Pastor Frady's sermons are on the internet at willowcreekfellowship.org. Join us live in person each Sunday at 1804 Avenue P at 19th Street in Plano, Texas. Or join us live on the internet each Sunday at 1105 a.m. Central Time at willowcreekfellowship.org. God bless you.